Beruchim Haboim. Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together in Daf Chof Vov Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Our Gemara continues its discussion in regards to Begadim that are Mekabel Tuma. We began last time with the statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says, Kol ha-yoytze min ha-eitz, ein bo mishum gimel al gimel etzbos. That means that anything that comes out of trees or plants, for example, like cotton, cannot be mekabel tuma. There's one exception, however, and that is pishton. Pishton flax is, yes, susceptible to tuma. Abai comments and says that's the same opinion as Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmoel, who says that in every place in the Torah, when it talks about tuma, tumas meis, or tumas shrotzim, or afilu tzitzis, al kanfei bigdehem, it always mentions bigodim in general. However, in regards to tumas negoim, it mentions bigodim in general, and then it is mefaret, specifies tzemer upishton, whereby tzemer upishton is mekabel tuma, and none other, nothing else, is going to them mekabel tuma, whereby Abai maintains that the same opinion is that of Rabbi Shimon Elazar. When he says pishton, of course he also means semer, because there he's talking about that which can then also be used as schach, so it has to be gidul min hakarka. But he's of the same opinion that that which is mekabel tuma is only that which comes from semer, wool, and pishton, flax. Rava, however, argues and says the two opinions of Rabbi Shimon Elazar differ than the opinion of Tana Deber Bishmol, because Rabbi Shimon Elazar specifies that only Shar Begadim are not Mekabel Tuma when it's Gimel al Gimel Etzbos. But he makes a diuk and says, but if it's Shloisha al Shloisha Tfochim, then even Shar Begadim, like Katim, will yes Mekabel Tuma. Whereas Tana Deber Bishmol doesn't make an exception. He says, only, again, Tzemer Opishtim is going to Mekabel Tuma no matter what the Shear is. Says our Gemara, Ulerov the Omar Shloisha al Shloisha Bishar Begadim Ike Benayu. And according to Rava that says Shloisha al Shloisha Tfachim, in regards to other materials that come out of trees, for example, cotton, are yes susceptible to tuma. Le Rabbi Shimon Islay, Le Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel Leslay. According to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, there it would be yes Mekabel Tuma. According to Tani Rabbi Shmuel, it will not be Mekabel Tuma. Ask the Gemara, Shloisha al Shloisha Bishar Begadim Minoli. That which Rava maintains, that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that Shloisha al Shloisha Tfachim is Mekabel Tuma from Shar Begadim, like cotton, what is the source? Where does he learn that from? Nafka Me'oi Beged. Says Rava, it comes out from Tuma Shrotin that says in the Pasuk, it says, Oy Beged, as described in the following Brisa, Detanya, Beged, says the Brisa, Ein li ella Beged, I only know a Beged of Tzemer and Pishtim, that are Mekabel Tuma. Shloisha al Shloisha Bishar Begadim Minayin, but Shloisha al Shloisha Tfachim, when it comes to other Begadim, where do I know that that is susceptible to Tuma? Tam Loimar Oy Beged. Therefore, the Brisa brings the pasuk oy beged to include to marbe even shloisha shloisha tfachim from shar begodim. The Abaye, and according to Abaye, who does not learn this drasha, hi oy beged my avile. What does he do with the words oy beged? For after all, Rava is using them to explain shar begodim. But what does Abaye do with these words? Abai says, here we're referring to that it's coming to include that tzemer upishtim is mekabel tuma in regards to the tuma of shrotzim. Before Abai learned that shlosha shlosha tfachim is learned out from vehabeged, the pasuk that teaches me in regards to Tumas Negoim. But we don't know yet that Shlosha Shlosha Tfachim is susceptible to Tuma when it comes to Tumas Shrotzim. V'rova gali rachmona gabei Negoim, v'huadin l'shrotzim. And Rava says, once the Torah is megale and tells us in regards to the Tumas Negoim, it says the word vehabege to include the Gimel al Gimel Tfachim in regards to Tzemer and Pishtim, then it's a binyan av for all other susceptibility in regards to Tumah, including Tumah Shrotzim. V'Abaye, Ika Lemifrach. Abaye will ask the following pircha, the following refutation on that which Rava just said, that you cannot learn out from Negoim as a binyan av to Shrotzim, because Negoim is Chomur, says Abaye. When it comes to Negoyim, the Torah says that even Shesi Va'erev, when you have these strings that go across, and also then the strings that are running through vertically, that also is susceptible to Tumah. And that's regards to specifically Negoyim. We don't have that when it comes to Shrotzim, and therefore you cannot learn out from Negoyim to Shrotzim. The Idach, now Rava responds, Isal kedaitach negoim, if indeed you want to say that negoim is chamire, it's more chamor than the susceptibility of tuma shrotzim, then lichtav rachmono gabe shrotzim, velesu negoim minayhu, then let the Torah write vehabeged in regards to tuma shrotzim, and then we'll learn out from there as a kal vachoimer to negoim, which is less chamor, which is more chamor. So therefore, you'll learn out from Shrotzim to a Kal Vachomer to Negoim. And therefore, you wouldn't have to write out V'habeged by Negoim. Just write it by Shrotzim and learn out from Shrotzim. V'idoch, Ba'abaye says, no, you can't learn out not from Negoim, and you also cannot learn out from Shrotzim, because each one has a Chumra. Negoim mishrotzim lo osu. Because Shrotzim also has a Chumrah. By Shrotzim, it has the minimum shear as an Adosha, as a lentil, which is smaller than the minimum shear of Tumas Negoim, which is a gris, which is a bean. And therefore, you cannot learn out from Shrotzim to Negoim, and you also cannot learn out from Negoim to Shrotzim. Again, Negoim is more Chumrah than Shrotzim because of Shesi Va'erev. And Shrotzim is more chomor than Negoim because Shrotzim has a smaller shear. So you can't learn out one from the other one. Now the Gemara brings a new discussion going back to that which we said, Tana Rabbi Shmuel's opinion above. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, we learned to say that the only thing that is susceptible to Tumah, that can be mekabel Tumah, is Bigdei Tzemer Upishtim. As he learns, because it says, in everywhere else in the Torah, it just says Beged. But in regards to Tumas Negoim, it says Tzemer Upishtim, whereby you can learn a Binyan Av that only Tzemer and Pishtim are Mekabel Tumah, but nothing else. Amar Abaye, Hai Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, this statement that we just said, in the name of Tana Debei Shmuel, Mapik mi'idach tan de Rabbi Shmuel. It comes to then exclude, it comes to then take out and argue on another opinion in the house, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tani de Rabbi Shmuel, for it's taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, the following teaching, Beged, in regards to Tumas Shrotzim, Ein li ela Beged Tzemer Upishma. I only know Beged that is made out of wool and linen and flax. Minayin l'rabois Tzemer Gemolim. Where do I know that it comes to include also the hair of camel, v'tzemer arnovim, or the rabbit's hair, noitzes shel izim, or the fine hair that is pulled out of the goats, v'hashim, v'haklach, v'hasrikin, and all types of different silk? Where do I know that those are also susceptible to tumah? Tamu loymar oy beged. Therefore, the Torah says oy beged, that even the shear of Gimel al Gimel etzbos is mekabel tumah when it comes to shar begodim. So clearly this argues on the first opinion that we said in the name of Tana Rabbi Shmuel above, that only Tzemer and Pishtim are mekabel tumah. Rava says there's not a machloikis between the two opinions within Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Rava Omar, Rava says, ki les le lahach Tana Rabbi Shmuel b'shar begodim sholosh al sholosh. That, which we just said in the opinion of Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the second one rather, that says that it's Mekabel Tuma on Shar Begadim. That's not talking about Gimel Gimel Etzbos. It's talking about Ashlosha Ashlosha Tvachim. Shlosha Ashlosha Tvachim Islay. Because it learns from Oybeged as teaching me a ribui from Oy HaBeged to even Shar Begadim when Shlosha Ashlosha Tvachim. Whereby Rava is maintaining, that's the same opinion of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel above. He wants to say that that also would be the same too, same thing, that they would hold that Shar Begadim are Mekabel Tuma when it comes to Shlosha Ashlosha Tvachim. Ask the Gemara, however, the obvious question. V'ha Rava hu da omar Shlosha Ashlosha b'Shar Begadim. L'Rashba, l'Rashim ben Elazar Islay, l'Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Leslay. But it was Rava himself that showed us that it was only Abaye that held that Shlosha Ashlosha Tvachim is Mekabel Tuma, but Tanya Rabbi Shmuel argues and says that only Pishtim and Sem are Mekabel Tuma, but nothing else. Says the Gemara, Chodar Bei Rava Mehahi. The Gemara wants to suggest that Rava over here is Choizer from what he said above, as follows, that Rava is now saying that Tanya Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon Elazar in regards to Shlosha Shlosha Tvachim are Mekabel Tuma by Shar Begadim. And therefore, unlike Abai that said the two of them agree, that there they said they both agree because they both hold that only Tzemer Pishtim are Mekabel Tuma. Here Rav is saying they both agree because they both hold that Shar Begadim is Mekabel Tuma when it's Shlosha Shlosha Tvachim. V'ibois Eima, says the Gemara, Harav Papa Amra. You can say that it was really Rav Papa that said what we just quoted, not Rava at all. Rava didn't change his mind. He maintains what he said earlier. Rav Papa Omar, because Rav Papa said the reason why they're not arguing, the two statements of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, because Af Kol Lasui Kilayim, the above, the first statement of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel on Amud Beis, that says that the same way that the Tzemer Upishtim is mentioned by Tumas Negoim, Af Kol Tumas Negoim is referring to Kiloim. By Kiloim, the admixture, that is only going to be an Iser of Kiloim when it's Tzemer Upishtim B'Yachad. Frek the Gemara, the obvious question, however, Kiloim Behedyek Sivabei. When it comes to Kiloim, it's explicitly stated in the Pasuk, Lo Tilba Sha'anes Tzemer Upishtim Yachtov. You cannot wear an admixture of wool and linen together. That's called shatnez. Says the Gemara, Nosalka daidachamino. You might have thought, Hani mili derech levisho. When is it true that Tzemer Pishtim is what's prohibited to be worn together? That's when it's worn derech levisho, when a person's wearing the garments. Aval behalo kol trei mini oser. But when it's just put on one's back, on one's body, and it's not worn, then any two types together would be an admixture, would be osir. Ask the Gemara, v'lav kavah choymer hu, however, isn't this a kavah choymer? Uma levisha deka mishani, kuli gufei mikloim, amrit semo pishtim in, midiachrin eloi, halol lo kol shekein. In regards to that, which the Torah says explicitly, that wool and linen cannot be worn together because it's kiloim, and that's when it's levisha, when a person is getting benefit directly from it in that way, then certainly when a person just puts it on his body and he's not getting the same type of benefit, certainly then it's going to be only tzemer or pishin that's going to be osir, and shar minim is not going to be considered to be an admixture.